You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel, for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today we are with Loretta Volpe, an award-winning advertising executive, partner and co-founder at GMLV, and chairperson of digital and interactive marketing at the Fashion Institute of Technology in New York City, who is with us today to discuss the importance of 360-degree marketing and why your company needs to be doing it. Loretta, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Hey, you're welcome. So for starters, what is 360-degree marketing?
Okay, what 360-degree marketing is, it's looking at your business from all sides in the way of marketing your product or your service. So it includes understanding public relations, understanding sales promotion, understanding digital marketing, understanding traditional advertising. It's trying to reach out to your targets and constituency in any way that it's a touch point for them from a communication stream.
And how can smaller companies with lower budgets apply 360-degree marketing to their businesses?
Well, it's not so much what budget you have, it's how you look at your business. So, for example, if you're selling a service and you're trying to market, it's a business-to-business service, and you're trying to market to executive men 25 to 34, well, you want to look at that person and say, what is that person doing? What is their touch points? Yes, they're reading the Wall Street Journal. Yes, they're going on their digital tablets. Yes, they're watching sports. How can I reach that person? Maybe he's playing golf on Wednesdays. Where can I get my message to him in a way where he's going to react to it? So it's really kind of understanding your target a lot better and then looking at your budget and saying, which element is going to get me the biggest bang for my buck? If it's a packaged goods product, well, on the shelf, how do I move it off the shelf, right? And looking at that moment of the interaction with the consumer from when they take that product off the shelf to when they're going to be exposed to it. Maybe you need to realize more shelf talkers in the store. Maybe you need to have signage right in the parking lot of the stores. You know, going down that chain of understanding the purchase behavior and then using all the elements to get it done.
Why is traditional advertising just as important as digital and social media?
Okay, again, years ago when digital first came about, back in the 90s, you know, everyone was always like digital, and print and television is traditional. Those are just labels. Today, they're all delivery messages, delivery forms of messaging. Content is king today. How we get that content to the ultimate consumer or buyer is based on our strategy. So I like to not talk about those kinds of labels, but just say to somebody, again, going back to the research that you're going to be doing, how is that consumer interacting with your content? And making sure if you have a Facebook, a website, your television commercials, your print ads, your penny savers, it all looks and feel the same, that it's integrated marketing as a messaging and content.
Today we are briefly joined by Loretta Volpe, an award-winning advertising executive, partner, and co-founder at GMLV and chairperson of digital and interactive marketing of the Fashion Institute of Technology in New York City, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Loretta, are there any downsides to this marketing approach, and if so, how can you overcome those?
You know, there's not really any downsides to really fully understanding your brand or your product and who's going to buy it. I think what's happening today is people, you know, they get caught up in words like big data. That's the other big word out there today for companies, big data, analytics, big data. But you still have to look at the rest of your business, you know, inventory controls, distribution methods. And I think today we have walked away from the basics a little bit, in that we're not saying to ourselves, how can I drive my business from an all-around way? How can I make that advertising dollar work harder for me by leveraging it with public relations? So if you're going to launch an advertising campaign, promote the fact that you're doing that. So it's just looking at all of the elements, you know, and realizing that they can help you. So the only downside to it is just not understanding what it is. You may not be able to do it all, but at least be aware of what you could do and put a basic plan together. I think we've walked away from strategy and got focused too much on execution.
If you would, share with us a great example of 360-degree marketing for the listeners.
Okay. I have a couple. We helped launch a restaurant locally. They did not have a big budget. They had a very interesting concept. It was more of a quick-serve restaurant. And we went to them and said, okay, you have limited advertising budgets, so let's use the advertising budgets to drive people to your grand openings. So we put event marketing into the mix. We then said, let's get public relations at our event marketing, at our events. So we used public relations, we used events, we used advertising, and then we analyzed what worked and what returns they got, and then capitalized on what did work and moved to the next level. Well, that next level was we were so successful with the first store that within 3 months we launched a huge bar and grill with the same concept name that was probably four times the size of the original one. So what we were able to do with this concept with limited dollars is use all of the elements to get the name of the brand out there, to have people experience the brand, to have them like the brand through social media, and like we had contests and engagements on the website. We did all this, and they probably had an advertising budget that was under $100,000. And we probably got value of close to, I don't know, $800,000. And all the elements that we put together.
That is very impressive. So in conclusion, why does every company, small or large, need to consider a 360-degree marketing approach, and how would they do that successfully?
They have to understand that things have changed. The consumer has a major voice today. The consumer, you know, because of digital marketing, is every minute on top of their brands. Okay, if they don't like something that happened, they're going to tweet about it. And if they do like something that happens, as you know, the squeaky wheel, when it's a negative, is always out there, and something positive, they're not always going to be out there, right? So you have to be on top of all of the messaging that's going out there about your brand, not just the messaging that you're putting out, but what else are people saying about you, okay? That's very, very important, and that has to do with social media. Social media is a PR play, okay? PR has become very important because of all the constituencies out there today that could be talking about you, whether it's environmentalists, whether it's government, whether it's, you know, knowing what's happening that could affect your brand. Advertising has changed, okay? Children are becoming more of a consumer than their parents, right? An eight-year-old today, I happen to have an eight-year-old, he probably knows more about buying than, you know, I did when I was eight, right? So we're making all of these additional audiences. They're more relevant today, and we have to recognize. We have to recognize ethnic markets with 360 marketing. You know, some people say to me, oh, we'd love to market to the Hispanic, and this is, again, when I'm talking about 360. The Hispanic market is very important to us. Well, excuse me, the Hispanic market is Cubans, Mexicans, Ecuadorians. It's not just the Hispanic market or the Asian market. So unless you're really looking at these targets all around and how you're creating messaging for them and really step back, you're not going to get the full impact of every dollar that you're putting in. And that's why everyone should, again, step back, do a little research. You know, look at the landscape, who's your competition, what are they doing, really get a full view, even if you're a small business, of what's around you and how could I make my brand more involved and important to that consumer.
Well, Retta, we certainly do appreciate your advice on 360-degree marketing here today. Greatly appreciate it. If you would, tell our listeners where they can get more information about GMLV Online and how they can be in contact with you as well.
Sure. Our website is gmlv.co, that's C-O, not .com, .co. So you can, you know, go on there and give us a message. We'd love to talk to anyone that needs more information. As you did mention, I'm also a professor at Fashion Institute of Technology and chairperson of Digital Interactive. You could also, reach me there if you'd like. But it's important today, again, just to understand all of the dynamics that are happening today. And the landscape changes so quickly with technology, and we just have to try to keep up.
Loretta, thanks once again for taking a moment to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly look forward to another conversation in the future.
Great. Thanks again. Have a wonderful day.
You as well. We've been speaking with Loretta Volpe, an award-winning advertising executive, partner, and co-founder at GMLV, and chairperson of digital and interactive marketing at the Fashion Institute of Technology in New York City. And once again, the website of reference is gmlv.co. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.